leading through change. We certainly saw plenty of that in 2020 and are even seeing it now as we move into 2021. Remember what happened. Our world changed overnight. How we work changed, how we behave changed, how we could or could not do things changed, how we communicated with other people changed, and how we met people, how we ate, how we shopped, all of that changed almost overnight. We went from full restaurants to no one being seen, from athletic events with 70,000 fans to almost nobody there. That's what happened in a really short period of time. If ever there was a challenge to people that were responsible for leading through change, this past 15 months has really shared that with us. As we come out of that, how do leaders react? How do they look at what worked, what stuck, what was missing, what confused people? All of those were true opportunities for leaders to lead. Let's begin with just a few questions on the employee experience. Imagine what a company had to do as it was evaluating and potentially changing all of the ways in which they communicated. You could no longer get everybody in a room at one time, so what did you do? And companies got creative around podcasts and video casting and using Zoom, and it all had to happen almost overnight. How did they take care of their employees? You weren't getting together anymore. You weren't seeing people every day. Leaders had the opportunity and the requirement to figure out how to get their people to maintain engagement with their organization. And how did they keep upskilling and reskilling their people during this time when they didn't have a chance to even see them in the office? These were the types of challenges around people that executives and leaders of departments had to grapple with. Then how did we engage them? How did we retain them? Because if we don't hang on to our people, we're in trouble. So now the leaders had to look at, how do I engage my new employees? How do I engage my remote employees? And they started having events online. They had coffees with a friend. They had happy hours. How did senior leadership react to the new normal? How did they engage their employees? How did they make sure that the messages were clear? What were they doing to make sure all of their managers were reaching out to their people, regardless of where they were, and making sure that they were still engaged with the organization? How did they change their policies and practices? Everything changed. We had to change our travel policy. We had to change our working from home policies. All of these things happened again overnight. And so companies, for the first time, were having to reevaluate almost everything they had done. Those organizations that perhaps hadn't stayed up to date on some of their policies and procedures now had a lot of work in front of them. Again, a part of leadership being, we have to stay in front of what's about to happen, and we have to be prepared for everything. One of the most difficult times during this was, how do we get employee feedback? How do we know how they're feeling? How do we know how they are looking at coming back to work? Are they comfortable coming back to work? What will it take for them to be comfortable coming back to work? Leadership took a role of listening. They had to understand what their people were feeling so they knew when they could begin to bring them back. Those companies that led through clear communications and clear objectives were the ones that were most likely able to then bring their people back successfully and without too much turmoil as the pandemic began to wear down. Nowhere did change happen faster for companies than in the area of technology. Imagine the difference between a company that had surfaces for every employee, had their information and their data in the cloud, versus a company that still had desktops on everyone's desk and had all of their information at their office on a server that had to be accessed internally. The opportunities for those two companies to change on a dime would be like night and day. One company would have been able to just tell their folks to take their information and their computer home and they're ready to go, and the other wouldn't really have had an opportunity to change until they had either bought new equipment, figured out a different place to put their data. One company ready to go the next day, one company may be struggling for months. Leadership would have looked at their technology and were they ready for something like this and what needed to happen to better prepare them. And then once they did send everyone home, what did their security look like? How were their people from home accessing their data? Were they just going on the local Wi-Fi at the McDonald's and hoping nobody cracked into whatever it was they were working on? Or did they have a VPN in place so that all of their data was being sent in a safe and effective way? How did we make sure that our remote workers were productive in how they were using their technology? Had we done good training for our people before they left so they understood how to connect from a remote location, what it took to do that, what they needed for bandwidth? These were all things that where companies perhaps didn't have good leadership, they had to reevaluate everything, and they had to do it in the middle of a crisis and in the middle of chaos. Good leadership minimizes chaos and minimizes crises. And then we have to take a look at our workforce. What has happened during the course of this, and what did we learn? What did we learn about the people we had and who we thought were perhaps the successors in the organization? Were they able to adapt? Did they transform how they did business as they had to figure out how to supervise remote workers and perhaps even work remotely themselves? How they had to bring essential workers into the office and make them feel safe? All of these were leadership opportunities for those at the top to make sure that everyone knew what their role was, knew how the company was taking care of them, knew that the company was looking forward and was making sure that people were safe. How did they figure out how to recruit people if they weren't coming into the office? How did they onboard people if they weren't coming into the office? Again, these were changes that companies had to make on the fly, and they began to realize that maybe there were even better ways to do it. We could conduct interviews online. We could do all kinds of things that maybe in the past required people to get together. We had to have 5 different interviews. We had to coordinate a bunch of schedules. Some of the good that came out of this was leadership began to challenge the way that they used to do some things and said, is there a better way and how do we incorporate that into what it is that we're trying to do right now? And then companies had to look at their workspace itself. Was it secure? Was it a healthy place? Did they need to reimagine what the office design would look like? How did we use office meetings? How did we use public spaces? How did we inform people of how we expected to operate? All of a sudden, a lot of things that we just took for granted now had to be thought about every single day in terms of how often are we cleaning? How far apart are people? What's our mask policy and what's our capacity in every single room? While some of this may sound like very boring, nitpicky, I don't want to have to deal with that, it became a huge issue for employers because, again, the quality of their talent and their willingness to be able to work and to get things done was dependent on how did they feel in their workspace. Did they feel safe? Did they feel like the company cared about them? And did they feel like they could be productive? Often we think of leadership and leader communications as being this very clean, precise, well-organized system, when in reality, it doesn't usually go from the CEO to the vice presidents to the directors to the individual contributors, but often is tangled up in a variety of different messages and information as it begins to pass its way through an organization. As a leader, we have responsibilities to make sure that everything gets through and everything gets through accurately. If at the end of the day, our employees don't know what the message is, then it falls on us as the leaders to figure out what we did wrong and make sure that we more clearly communicate the next time around. So at the end of all of this, what were leaders thinking? Well, they were probably thinking that cleanliness is next to godliness at that point, but they realized that recovery is hard. This is a difficult process. It's something no one's ever been through before. And so they had to constantly be looking out to see what was going to happen next. As we just mentioned, we have to communicate clearly. Companies used podcasts, video casts, written messages, intranets, any way they could to make sure that every day employees knew what was coming next, even if nothing had changed, because things were changing so quickly, they had to make sure that they knew what was up. Companies did what were called pulse surveys. Weekly, they were asking 3 or 4 questions just to see how employees were doing. Never before had strategy and transparency been more important. for leaders to be constantly talking about where the organization was going, what challenges it was facing, and sharing that information with everyone in a clear and concise way. They looked more carefully at their strategic workforce planning. Who were the good people? Who were the people who were able to adapt? How did they go out and continue to find good people? Because they were doing it in a completely different way. If nothing else, they certainly now have realized that staying vigilant is critical. Trying to figure out what could happen next is important for leaders as they try to guide their organizations. And the bottom line in this pandemic and in this change, things have changed forever. The way that we work is going to be different. Companies are ranging from bringing everyone back to work just like they were before the pandemic to companies who have now found out that remote working is okay. Their people are still productive. Their employees might like it better. Each company now has to make a decision. Do we bring everyone back? Do we leave them all remote? Or do we go with some sort of hybrid? And while hybrid sounds like the easiest answer to accommodate many different people, it's probably the most difficult in terms of communications. If you're in the office 3 days a week, what happens on those other two? And on the three that you're there, are you remembering to communicate with everybody else who isn't there that day? And how do we make sure everyone is still on the same page? Leadership issues, seeing what's going on, seeing what's changed, and figuring out solutions. So now a couple of questions for you to think about at the end of this podcast. What would you do if you had been a leader during this time and you're watching all of these things change? What plans would you put in place for future pandemics? And maybe it's not a pandemic, maybe it's some other type of disaster of some sort, a tornado, something along those lines. But what's in place? What have you done to make sure that you're prepared? A second question, what are you doing to improve speed and agility? Companies that never thought that they could go remote, or companies that never thought that they could have everyone working from home had to do it overnight. Companies that had projects that had been on hold for months and months and months, all of a sudden were able to do them immediately because they had to be done. What do you do to set up your organization for speed and agility? And now that you've been through all of these changes, if you're the leader of the organization, what permanent changes are you putting in place? And which things have you now found out that they were better the way they were before? And when you make those decisions, how do you communicate them and how do you explain to people why? Leading through change is difficult. Leading at any time is difficult. But when the world around you is swirling, then more than ever, we need good leaders.